Hey guys, this is Brianna, and today we're going to be talking about
Southeast Asia.
And I'm here with Zion and Jaden.
So, first we're going to tell you about the location.
Of Japan. Ooh. All right, okay, so in Japan, they got a lot of mountains and rivers and deserts and oceans. So, you know, that means a lot of fishies, so you can eat all the fishies. And you go swimming with your boats.
Some physical features are the Sea of Japan, Mount Fuji, Lake.
This is where they get the Fiji water from? Is that where they get the Fiji water from?
I don't know.
No, that's in Hawaii.
Japan is the next, is next to South Korea, basically.
So. Oh, for real? So, like, people in South Korea know about, like, Japan and stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right, but...
What's some of the environmental issues in Japan?
Some environmental issues in Japan is air pollution and river pollution.
There's air pollution in Japan. I always pictured Japan as like a nice, happy little town without any problems. But they got air pollution. Yeah. Japan should be like the best because it has all the factories that make all that Nike. They should be like the richest,
wealthiest actually, people. There's not a lot of environmental issues.
I knew it!
In Japan. I think, yeah.
Boy!
But there are some issues in China. Like,
what's going on in China then?
Like air pollution, and that could cause... asthma, chronic.
Let us know what you guys
think.
Chronic bronchitis, breathing difficulties, lung cancer, cardiovascular issues, birth effects, and premature death.
I think those environmental issues are because of all the factories that are in China. Yeah. The factories that be making like the Nikes and stuff. I'm on Colin Kaepernick's side.
Did y'all know that the capital of China is Beijing?
Beijing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I know that. How'd you learn that?
You
Googled it.
China is mostly in the southern, in the other countries. China is in Asia, boarding the East China Sea, Korea Bay, and Yellow Sea.
Speaking of China, it is actually one of the most air polluted parts of Asia.
Well, if you go into China, you better have an inhaler on you at all times, or you might
need a mask. especially in the polluted areas, you might need to wear a mask.
Yeah. Oh, that's why they be walking around with them blue masks on their face.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Blue face, baby.
So basically, the main causes of air pollution in the Ganges River are the increase in the population density and human activity, like bathing, washing clothes, and the bathing of animals, and dumping of harmful industrial waste into the river.
So they bathe and they dump waste in the river. River,
basically.
That's terrible.
And they don't they drink that same water? Like, use it.
That's terrible, ma'am. Let's get to the good part of this. Let's talk about the interesting stuff. Let's talk about their lifestyle and their population.
So, looking at the map, most people in Asia do live in China because it's a larger part of Asia. The population of China is
4,418,386
people as of 2019.
You're capping.
No way. That's actually more.
Really?
That's 1 trillion.
You're capping. Let me take a look.
That's a lot. Okay, let's just say the numbers.
That's 1 trillion.
14,138,386 people as of 2019.
It's 1,418,386,516.
Well, it's a large number. Mm. In China, most people live in the Yangtze Delta, the Pearl River Delta, and one of the Changju plain of the Western Sichuan Basin. I don't know how to pronounce all these words. Most people probably live there because of the ocean, and they can easily get fish and water.
Well, that's good because like if I live by the ocean, I used to live by the ocean. I used to eat a lot of fish. I used to eat a lot of fish. I used to go swimming a lot, but I don't know how to swim though. I used to have to use a floaty. The purple one with pink polka dots. What's some of the regional diversity?
Some of the regional diversity is a religion that's practiced in Asia is Buddhism. Buddhism started about 2,500 years ago by a prince named Siddhartha Gautama.
Let's call him Sid.
And what is now called Nepal in northeastern India. There are over 500 million Buddhists today. The countries in southern and eastern Asia are Japan, Nepal, Vietnam, China, and Korea.
Wow. We've been talking about Japan and China this whole time. Let's talk about India.
She left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of our partners in the broadcast. They left
partners.
Us.
Partners.
Yeah.
A Brettis or shoot.
Yo. In India, there's a lot of pretty much the same stuff. There's a bunch of mountains, rivers, oceans, lakes, and that type of stuff. The capital of India is, how do you say that? Delhi or something like that? Delhi.
Where?
Right there. And there's the Luni River.
Blue face, baby.
And there's the Luni River in India, young, you're right. And Brianna, what's some regional concerns in India?
All right, wait.
What's some regional concerns in India?
The primary causes of population is
I'm reading it.
Which is chemical and other waste products that come from factories. It's impacting the people who live there because it can cause breathing difficulties since coal can be in the air. That's people breathe.
Mm. All right. Speaking of that, what's next?
Well, what's some
extra information might be tourist attractions, things to see and do.
Well, the best place, in my opinion, the best place to take a vacation will probably be China because they have, like, a lot of fun attractions you can go see. They got some good food for all y'all hungry folks.
Yeah.
And
especially fish because, like.
And they got some good rice. Mm-hmm. They eat rice every meal in China. Just know that. And when you go to China.
Did you say that?
They got some nice traditions that you could take part in. So
yeah, that's
all. That's all for us for now. I mean, that's all from us for now.
That's basically this whole podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed it. It was around the end.